welcome to another session and another chance to be your highest self. You know, life provides us with these miracles that we call dawn, and each dawn we begin a new adventure, a new time, a new day. Each dawn we decide again who we really are, and we are not who we were yesterday. I know it may look that way, it may even feel that we are, but we are not, and we are not who we have resigned ourselves to think that we must be tomorrow. It may look that way, and we are not. We are who we choose to be on this day, in this hour, at this time. And we are neither the yesterdays of our own creation, nor are we the yesterdays of our ancestors. And nothing that we thought was true for us before need to be held as truth for us now. What a glorious thing this is, this thing called life, that we may recreate ourselves anew in every single moment of now. And it starts in moments like this. It starts at times like this. It begins with decisions like this. Who am I? Who am I? And who do I choose to be? And what am I doing here anyway? And what is this really all about? And how can I bring more meaning and more substance and more joy to my life and to the lives of all those whose life I touch? As soon as you agree to start asking these questions, you agree with yourself to start creating the answers. Yet until you are agreed with yourself that the questions are at least worthwhile addressing, the answers can't be given to you by the part of you that holds that close. You must agree that there is at least some value in the questions. Who am I? What is this really all about? And how can I fit in a new way in the larger scheme of things? Supposing we are all seeds in God's hands, to what have I given blossom? And to what have I given life? And how do I fit into the garden of the gods? Some of us think that we're weeds, and some of us are clear that we are beautiful, exquisite flowers in that garden, radiating a beauty and sending off a fragrance that stops the heart of man. This is the Truth Seminar. This is about getting in touch with your own truth, about all of that. When you leave here, you'll not be the same. Might be a little worse off, but you won't be the same. It's very difficult to look at life in the same way once you see it clearly. It's very difficult when you see life clearly to continue looking at it as if you were confused. For once I was lost, but then I was found. Once I was blind, but now I see. And once you see, it's very difficult to pretend that you don't see what you're looking at. Although we do have some politicians who have actually found a way to do that. But this is a door upon which you have knocked, the walking through of which changes everything. Once you walk through this door and come out on the other side, you can't go back. And you really don't want to. But you're trying to figure out how to survive on this side of the door, because now you know too much. See, just telling the truth will change everything. Just simply telling the truth, having the nerve to just say what's so, will change everything for you. But it'll be difficult. You won't do this overnight. But in fact, in truth, that would be very difficult, because some of us have had, what, 50, 60 years of training in how not to tell the truth. And it starts with little things, very, very small things. How are you feeling? Fine. How's it going? Great. And we think these little social interactions, which are based entirely on falsehoods, mean nothing, just a social convention. Well, I suppose they don't mean a great deal, except that it has become the social convention. That's what means something. It's become the social convention to lie. So the first thing you'll do is to decide, just for the heck of it, not to lie anymore about anything. And that'll begin the changes. And one of the first things you'll have to stop lying about is what you're looking at. In other words, you won't be able to see what you're seeing and call it something else anymore.
Give you a good example. This is where I lose about 8 to 12% of the audience. The next time you light up one of those cigarettes, you won't be able to lie to yourself anymore about that. You won't be able to say, well, it's killing other people, but it's not doing anything bad to me because I am performing mind over matter here. This doesn't bother me. That's what I call a New Age bypass. And you won't be able to perform that New Age bypass anymore. You won't be able to look at something right in the face and pretend you don't see it anymore. That doesn't mean that you'll necessarily stop smoking. See, we all choose our particular form of death. So you may want to continue smoking, but you'll start telling the truth about it. You'll just say, you know, I see the risk. I get what I'm doing. I understand that this is not good for your health. at least in general. I understand that for sure. I mean, there's too much science. So I understand that. And I'm probably, there's a high probability that I'm hurting myself here with these cigarettes. But I choose that. I choose to hurt myself in this way. You choose your way, I'll choose mine. But we stop lying about it. Stop lying to ourselves. Begins with little things, little things. Then it goes to larger things. Like, who shot JFK? Or why does the government keep all that it knows about flying saucers from us? You know, it goes to larger questions. What's really true about so-and-so? It goes to issues surrounding our economy and our politics and our religions, as I said in our first session. You'll start deciding to tell the truth about everything, and so you'll go to work and you'll start handing out sheets of paper to all the employees listing the to-the-penny salaries of everyone on staff. We do that in our organization. Every month we do exactly that. Send a piece of paper around listing the salaries of everybody on staff. Not the salary ranges. Yeah, he's in salary range B, category 3. So he earns somewhere between $15,000 and $37,000 a year. You guess. No, we list the to-the-penny salaries of everybody on staff, including me. If you own or manage a business, dare you to do that. But the real question isn't whether you'll do it, but why you wouldn't. If you wouldn't do that, and if you own or manage a business, I suspect you will not. But the real question is, why wouldn't I? You see, when you confront your behaviors in that way, even if you don't change the behavior, you require yourself to at least answer the question, what is it about this I don't want someone to know? And why? What would happen if they all knew this? What would happen if everybody on the staff knew this? What am I afraid of here? That will lead to another question. What am I doing wrong or inappropriately? Who have I finagled out of their appropriate salary? Or who will feel that way even if I haven't? But who will feel that I have? And how will I deal with that? How will I deal with other people if they knew all that I know? How will I deal with other people if they've got 5 cards, just as I have? Then what would I do? See, right now I can get by because I've got 5 cards and they've got 4. And that works for me. I get to win. But what would I do when they have 5 cards and I've got 5 cards? Worse yet, what will I do when the 5 cards that I've got are turned face front and they know what I'm holding? Now how can I play? How can I win when you know what cards I'm holding? How can I run my business if you know what everybody's making? The next thing you'll do if you operate or manage a business is you'll go back to your place of work on Monday and you'll issue a directive that all the price tags for all of your products and services will from now on have 2 numbers on them. Your cost and their price. And every product or service that you put out there will have 2 prices, 2 numbers. This is what it cost us to provide this to you. We've figured it as closely as we can. Here's our per unit or per hour cost. And here's your price. All of our products for our foundation, we have a little nonprofit foundation. We produce, you know, little tapes and booklets like they all do to keep ourselves going. And all of our products contain those 2 numbers on the price tag. Our cost, your price. Dare you, double dare you. And if you won't do that, if you won't go back and tell your public what it cost you to provide that product or service, ask yourself why. Now, one of the reasons I get from managers and business owners is, well, we can't figure that. It'd be impossible to figure that. I got to tell you something, guys. If you're running a business and it's impossible to figure your own costs, you got problems. Where there's a will, there's a way. unless you're really running an organization that's so completely out of control that you can, with all honesty, look at your controller and say, I know it's impossible for you to come up with any way at all to figure out what our costs are here. So we'll just pretend we don't know. I don't think so. But that's what most businesses hide behind. Can't do that. We can do all kinds of other accounting, but that particular kind of accounting, we can't do. We literally cannot do that. We cannot come close to knowing what it cost us to produce this product or service on a per unit or per hour basis. Impossible. Can't do it. And you'll convince yourself that's true, by the way. You'll go, that's true. We can't do that. Be careful, because you'll start believing your own lie. Then the next reason you'll give for not doing it, once you admit, well, we probably could come fairly close to coming up with some kind of estimate. The next thing you'll say to yourself is, even if we had that number, we wouldn't tell anyone else because that's a trade secret. We can't let everyone else know what it cost us to put this out there. What do you think would be the cost-price ratio for a pair of Nike shoes? Not to pick on one poor corporation. But you see, the reason that people like Nike or Wilson tennis rackets, or just pick anybody, in the main will not ever, ever, ever do what I'm telling you, is that if they did it honestly, you would discover that they've now jacked things up to a ratio of cost times five. They're costing $25 a unit, and they're selling it to you for $125 a unit. Cost times five. And that's what they don't want you to know. See, it's none of your business.